Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos. I'm sorry about the technical difficulty. We're recording live, amen. And I just want to thank the Lord for you guys listening in today and joining me in the Word of God today with Manna Teaching. We're going to be teaching today on the voice of God, amen, the voice of the Lord. And as we seek the Lord, amen, God gave me a message on hearing his voice. And we're going to be dealing with two scriptures today. And the two scriptures that we're going to be dealing with are in John chapter 10, we're going to be dealing with the voice of God, hearing the voice of God. And we also will be dealing with First Kings chapter 13. Amen. First Kings chapter 13. So let's begin, amen, in prayer. Father God, we give you glory and we give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, for your word being present today, Lord. I thank you for the message that you gave me, and I thank you for the faithful listeners. I pray that the word will fall on good ground, Lord God, and that you would bring forth fruit, some 10, some 20, and some 100-fold. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, saints. We're talking, amen. The Bible talks about the voice of God and the presence of God. Amen. And my notes, amen, in the notes that God gave me, we're going to start in Genesis chapter 3. I want to read the scripture in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, "And Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Now, here we see Adam and Eve heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day in the garden of God in paradise. And the voice of God, here we see, can be recognized, and the voice of God sometimes precedes the presence of God. God will speak to us before he shows up to announce his arrival. Throughout the Bible, people have heard the voice of God and sometimes not necessarily experienced his presence. But here Adam hid from the presence of God because he was naked and ashamed. Amen. So the voice of God preceded the presence of God. But in the presence of God, Adam wasn't aware of his sinfulness and of his disobedience. And he was naked and he knew it and he was ashamed. Let's turn over to John chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Now, in John chapter 10, we're going to start in the first verse. The Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." So here we see, amen, that both men or both shepherds entered into the sheepfold, but they both were in the sheepfold, but one was the true shepherd, and one was a thief and a robber, but they both were in the sheepfold. That's the point I want to make. One climbed up, not by the door. He climbeth up. He is a thief that cometh in any other way than by the door. Amen. Jesus said in verse 2, "He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Praise the Lord. The Bible says his sheep will follow him because they know his voice. The message today is on knowing the voice of God. Jesus said in verse 5, "A stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." This scripture is talking about knowing the voice of God. Amen. Now, the Bible says this parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they did not understand the things that he was saying because they were spiritually discerned. And the Bible says in verse 7, "Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." So Jesus broke it down even farther because they did not understand. He said, "I am the door of the sheep." He said, "All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Amen. We're talking about being saved today. We're talking about children of God, and we're talking about hearing the voice of the true shepherd. Jesus said, all that came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Jesus said in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So Jesus again is saying, I am the doorway to God. He said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Verse 10, he says, the thief, remember the one that got in that didn't come through the door, the thief cometh not but for to do three things. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. There is an enemy. There's an enemy after your soul, saints, and he's coming to steal what God has given you. He's coming to kill the dream of God that God has placed within you. He's coming to take away your hope. Hallelujah. He's coming to destroy your vision. Hallelujah. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. The Bible said, without a vision, the people perish. He wants to destroy the vision of God. He came to kill your dreams or to steal your dreams because Joseph had a dream. Amen. And the devil came to steal and to destroy his dream, his hope, and what God had told him. The Bible says hope. Amen. The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy your hopes and your dreams. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. He said, I am come that they might have life. Amen. Eternal life. Not only eternal life, but that you might have eternal life abundantly. That means more than enough. Amen. Verse 11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. But he that is an hireling, verse 12, talking about the thief that did not come in by the door, he that is an hireling or just in it for the money, as some people are, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. The shepherd, the true shepherd, the hireling in verse 12, sees the wolf coming, the Bible says. When the sheep don't belong to you, the Bible says you will see the wolf coming, and you will leave the sheep, and you will flee, and the wolf will catch them and scatter the sheep. See, the devil wants to scatter the church. He wants to scatter the saints. He don't want us to come together in unity. He don't want us to come together at all. He wants to scatter the sheep of God. But the Bible says in verse 13, the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling. Amen. And he does not care for the sheep. Verse 14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and I am known of my sheep. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. Verse 16, he says, and other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Amen. He's talking about other churches, other nations, other nationalities, other ethnicities. He said, them also I must bring in, and they shall hear my voice. Talking about the children of God, you shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd, or one church. Praise the Lord. Therefore, doeth my Father love me, Jesus said, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. That's a powerful scripture. Jesus said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. Hallelujah, that I can pick it up again. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down in verse 18 of myself. I chose this position. I made this choice while I was sitting in heaven on my throne. Jesus said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. Remember when he was talking to the king and the man said, don't you know I have power to kill you? Jesus said, you have no power but that which is given you from above. Amen. It was the same thing he was saying here. I lay down my life. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. All of this happened in heaven. The Bible says when John saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world." This decision was made both eons and eons ago, in eternity past, before mankind was ever created. Jesus knew he was going to have to come and die on the cross. He said, "No man taketh it from me, but I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up." Verse 19. The Bible says there was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. Anytime you preach the word, saints, if you have any preachers out there that's listening, anytime you preach the word, you're going to have opposition or division. The Bible says the word, Jesus said, "I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill the law." The Bible says the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts coming and going. It's a two-edged sword, saints. It cuts between the marrow and the bone, which is almost impossible. It gets down into the marrow of the bone and separates. Amen. Dividing, amen, between the soul and the spirit, which, hallelujah, is hard to do. But the word of God can do that. Amen. The Bible says there was a division among them because of his sayings, because of the word that he said. But many of them said he has a devil and is mad. Why do you hear him? There's going to be people that call you crazy. There's going to be people that's going to say that you have lost your mind because they said it about Jesus. They said that he had a devil. They said he was crazy. They said, "Why do you listen to him?" Because it challenges you. The word of God challenges you to do the right thing. When people are living right and loving God and doing what they're supposed to do, you put a light, amen. Jesus said you are the light of the world, a light that shineth in darkness that shall not be hid. When you are doing the right thing, saints, you are going to show those people up that are not doing what they're supposed to do. In the church as well, there's some people that have the wrong motives in church. So when people come in with the right motives, they challenge those people that were there before they had the wrong motive. And you show them up for what they are, and people don't like that. Amen. So the Bible says that they say he had a devil. Why do you hear him? Jesus, but others said, "These are not the words of him that had a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?" Amen. So we're in John chapter 10. I'm going to skip down a little bit. Still talking about the voice of God. In John chapter 10, let's read verse 25. Jesus answered and said, "I have told you, and you believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me. But you believe not, he said, because you are not of my sheep, as I have said unto you. My sheep hear my voice." This is verse 27. And he said, "I know them, and they follow me." Are you a true sheep? Are you listening to the voice of the true shepherd? Or are you a hireling? Are you in it just for what you can get out of it? Are you going to flee when the wolf comes? Hallelujah. Are you there to protect God's people? Or are you there to divide, amen, and scatter the sheep? We have both kinds, amen, sitting right up in the church. Amen. It doesn't matter what you do in the world. It matters what you do in the church, saints. The Bible says he that buildeth the house, if God doesn't build the house, the workmen laboreth in vain. The strife, the spiritual warfare is happening in the church. It's not happening in the world so much. He already got them. They already blinded to the truth. They already lost. But he wants the ones that are saved. Amen. He wants you because you belong to God. He wants to get back at God through you. He wants to hurt God through you. Amen, because you know the Father. So he's coming after you. Amen. But Jesus said, "That my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Now, verse 28, he said, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Verse 29, Jesus said, "My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones against him to stone him. Why? Because his word convinced them. Amen. They were convicted by his words because he showed them up. Amen. But Jesus answered and said, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do ye stone me?" The Jews answered and said, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, makest yourself God." Jesus answered, "Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, that thou blasphemest because I said, I am the Son of God?" If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works, because that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. It's knowing the voice of God. It's recognizing the true people of God, knowing the ones that whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, not judging, but knowing your true brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus said that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. Knowing that the Father is in me, and that's what I'm saying to you today, knowing that the Father is in me and I am in him. Therefore, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he stayed. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man are true. And the Bible says, and many believed on him there. Hallelujah. So we're talking about knowing the voice of the Lord. Amen. Let's go in the next few minutes. We're going to talk about knowing the voice of God. We're also going to talk about deception. The Bible says deception is going to be on the increase in the last days. And that's what I want to talk about. Amen. Let's go down. We have two kinds of people in the church, saints. Some come in by the shepherd or the door, and some do not. Another scripture that shows the importance of being able to hear God's voice is in 1 Kings chapter 13. So let's read that, amen, starting in the first verse. The Bible says, Behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Now here we see three things. We see a man of God that came out of Judah, which Judah means praise. We see a man of God, a true man of God, that came out of Judah, out of the praise city, by the word of the Lord, by a commandment of God. Amen, unto Bethel. And Bethel means the house of prayer, house of God. Remember in Genesis when the word Bethel came, the Bible says at first it was called Zuz, but then God changed the name to Bethel because of an experience that Jacob had there. And so he said, unto Bethel. Amen. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. So he's standing by the altar. The altar represents the place where prayer is made. Amen. To burn incense. Incense is another representative of prayer. So here we see a godly example. Amen. Verse 2, and he cried against the altar. The man of God cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus said the Lord, Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. So the man of God came and prophesied against the altar because they were doing things that were unholy. Amen. They were worshiping other gods and the house of God. And that's happening again today. But he said, A man shall come by the name of Josiah out of the household of David, and he shall offer the priest of the high place that's burning the incense to these false gods upon you, altar. Now, in verse 3, he said, He gave a sign the same day, saying, This is a sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. Now, it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying, and this is my verse I want to talk about the next few verses. When King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God in verse 4, that had cried against the altar in Bethel, he put forth his hand from the altar. So he had been worshiping these false gods on this altar that was cursed now. He said, lay hold on him. Another version says, arrest him. And the Bible said his hand that he had put forth against the man of God dried up so that he could not pull it in again. God is going to begin to do some things in the church that are going to be miracles in the church. Amen. God is going to begin to show who's of him and who is not immediately. And the Bible says this king could not even pull his hand back once he pointed it against the man of God. Your enemies, remember the Bible says, God told Moses, the enemies that you see today, you're not going to see them anymore. Amen. The same thing God is saying today. The enemies that you have today, those enemies are getting ready to be made known, even in the household of faith. Amen. So this man, he was standing at the altar. He put out his hand against the man of God, and the Bible says it dried up immediately, so quickly that he couldn't even pull it back into himself. Verse 5. The altar was rent, just as the man of God had said, and the ashes poured out from the altar, just as the prophet had said, according to the sign that the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. Now the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat me now the face of the Lord. Another scripture says favor. And entreat me for the favor of God, and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored again, and he became as it was before. So what we see here is the enemies that you have are going to have to come to you for prayer. Amen. When God gets through doing what he's going to do in some of your lives, the Bible says that your enemy will be your footstool. That means your enemy is going to have to come to you. Amen. Your enemy is going to have to ask you to entreat your God for me. Entreat the face of God. Entreat, ask the favor of God for me. Amen. So let's see, amen, here what's happening in this verse. The Bible says that the king's hand was restored because the man of God prayed for him. Amen. And so it's time. God is going to begin to separate the truth, the seed from the tares, not only in the harvest at the end of the world, but even now, because the Bible said judgment starts at the house of the Lord. And the Bible said the glory of the latter house is going to be greater than that of the former house. So God is going to return the glory to the church that even was greater than the days, the church in the beginning of the church in the book of Acts. And we know the miracles that happened in the book of Acts. We know that Paul, I think it was Peter or Paul, that walked by somebody and their shadow, they got healed just from the shadow walking by them. Amen. We know about the man that fell asleep in church and fell out of a third-story window and broke his neck, and Paul ran down and prayed for the man, and the Bible said God healed him. These miracles are going to be nothing compared to the glory that's getting ready to be revealed in the house of the Lord. And I don't know if you're ready, but you better get ready, because there's a glory coming, hallelujah, before Jesus return, that's going to excite everything, hallelujah. It's going to turn, the Bible said that those people turned the world upside down. God is going to do the same thing with you and I if you prepare yourself for the glory. So the Bible says, the king said unto the man, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if you give me half of your house, I will not go in with thee. Oh, my God, I just wish that there were some people that felt like this today. I don't care if you give me half of your kingdom. I'm not going to go against what God told me. Amen. He said, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat your bread or drink your water in this place. Because he said in verse 9, it was charged to me by the word of the Lord. In other words, I received a commandment by the word of the Lord that I will not eat bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that I came. These three things God told the man of God. He said, don't eat any bread, don't drink any water, and don't go the way that you came. Don't return the same way that you came. In other words, take a different road home. So the Bible says he did one of the things. He went another way in verse 10, and he returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. But the Bible, read on down in verse 11. There came an old prophet. Hallelujah. How many of you know there are some backslidden people that still faking and perpetrating like they still people of God? Amen. But they backslidden. Now, the Bible says in verse 11, there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came down and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words that he had spoken unto the king, them they told him also to his father. And their father said unto them, which way did he go? See, the devil wants to find this man of God. I'm going to show you something here. For his sons had seen which way the man of God had went that came from Judah. And they said, and he said unto his son, saddle me the ass, in verse 13. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode the ass, and he went the man of God. When you have an anointing on your life, when you're truly doing what God wants you to do, when you're walking with the Lord and you know his voice, the devil is coming for you. Amen. And the Bible says that he went after the man of God, and he found him sitting under an oak tree, and he said to him, "Are you the man of God that came from Judah?" And he said, "I am." Then he said, "Come home with me and eat bread." And he said, "I may not return with thee, nor go with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that you came." But look what the man said. He said, "I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him." This is the verse that I want to talk about. The Bible says that this man, this old prophet, this backslidden prophet, amen, he came to the man of God, and look how he deceived him. He said, he lied to him. He said, "I am a prophet also, as you are." See, everybody that say that name of Jesus is not saved. Everybody that comes to you as an angel of light is not a true angel of light. He came, the devil comes as an angel of light to deceive you as a child of God. That's why you have to know the voice of God for yourself. Pray about everything. If anybody ever tells you don't pray about something, don't pray about them, that lets you know right there, that should send up a red flag. The Bible says, this man said, "I am a prophet also as you are, and an angel spoke unto me." Remember the Bible says, receive not any other gospel, even if an angel bring it to you, because there are fallen angels. Amen. That this man was lying on God. He was lying on the Holy Ghost. He was lying on the angel. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something, saints. When you know God, hallelujah, when you know God for yourself, you won't be deceived, though he come as an angel of light. This man was killed. He lost his life. Amen? Because he believed the man over what God told him. Never believe a man over what God is telling you. If man is telling you something and God is telling you something else, you go with what God said. I don't care if he comes as an angel of light. This man came as a, he said, "I am a prophet, and an angel spoke unto me by the word of God, saying, bring him back with you into your house," after God had already told the man not to go back and not to eat and not to drink. But look what the man did. He went with him anyway. He did eat bread in his house. He did drink water there. And it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. Now, this man was backslidden, but God still spoke through him because the man of God was out of the will of God. And the Bible says, he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus said the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and eat bread and drank water in this place, which the Lord said not to, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, that he sat and drank, that he saddled his ass, and for the prophet whom had brought him back, and when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and killed him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion stood by the carcass. And the men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came, and the ass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Now, I'm getting ready to close. I want to read this. The Bible says the prophet brought him back, and he said, it is the man of God which was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. Now, I just want to say this, saints. When you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have heard from God, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have heard from God, you don't come off of what God told you. I don't care if they come saying I'm a prophet. I don't care if they come saying God said. I don't care if they come saying an angel showed me. You don't come off of what God has told you, because the enemy is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God bless you. This is Minister Amos signing off from Manna Teacher Ministry. Good night.